Welcome to Sister Speak After Show, where we discuss various television shows from a sister's point of view. I'm Sister Kay.
I'm Sister Elmarie.
And I'm Sister A.
And welcome to episode 23. Let's get started. All right, welcome, ladies.
Hey.
Hola.
Hola. We are back for another great episode of the After Show. Woo. And if y'all couldn't tell by now, I am carcasting. Woohoo!
Woohoo!
Hopefully,
carcasting. In that case, I am snuggy casting.
Oh, ooh, no.
I like it.
Isn't it a little warm for a snuggie?
I wear snuggies all year round, honey.
Wow.
Because I have my air on, so it gets chilly.
Okay. That's a nice feeling.
That air up. Save you some
dollars. Yeah.
So we are back to talk about The Killing. Last podcast, I think we mentioned that we were going to each decide on a new television show that we may or may not have seen and watch three episodes and then come back and report what we thought, kind of review the show, if we think we're going to continue watching, and so forth and so on. Mm-hmm. So this week is The Killing, which was, I believe, a TNT or USA Network or TBS.
I'm not sure which
show.
Network.
I don't know either. Yeah. It's an AMC.
AMC.
Oh. Just Google
wow.
it.
Wow.
Me too.
AMC for The Walking Dead. I've never seen commercials for this show.
I don't think I've watched anything on AMC.
No.
Well, you know, you need to start watching The Walking Dead.
No.
Here we go.
Here we go again.
Well, they're getting ready to have a new one called Fear the Walking Dead that's in L.A. It's going to be totally different. So.
Yeah, I remember you talking about that one.
Except for the zombies will still be around.
No thanks.
Right? That's what I was. I don't think Elmarie and I are.
I'm still baffled by the fact that y'all can watch Law and Order and Bones and things like that.
I don't watch either one of those, for the record.
Oh, okay. Well,
cool. Yeah, I don't watch any of those either myself.
Oh, well, never mind. Well, don't y'all watch, like, what was that show we were talking about that y'all watched? That
has
a lot of No.
The Fall.
Yeah, and you said it was, like, kind of gory and...
Yeah.
It's more suspenseful.
It is.
Oh, okay.
But it's... I can watch that over zombies because it's real. Like, it's shit that can actually happen.
Right. And Sister K is the opposite. She doesn't want to see the real. Yeah.
If it's real, I don't want to see that shit. I want to see what's not. And I actually, while we're talking about real, the zombie apocalypse could actually happen. That is real.
What?
That could be real.
I don't know about that.
See, this is where you lose me.
Me too. Me too. Like, I can understand ghosts and spirits.
Right.
But a zombie apocalypse, I'm not so sure.
You must be joking.
I think it could happen. You never know if freaky shit can go on.
Has it ever happened, like, in history?
That I'd have to research.
Okay.
I think we would have heard about it, right?
I don't know.
I don't know if all of the people who are witnesses aren't here anymore, then...
Well, that's true. But that's the same thing as aliens.
What? Yeah, I don't believe in aliens either.
You don't think that there's something else out in the universe?
That I believe.
I believe that.
I believe that over zombies.
Universe, like on another planet?
Yeah. That's technically
like,
called an alien because it's not from here.
Yeah.
I don't like the term alien, really, because... It means it's like a creature, but like an extra, something else that lives out in the universe. I definitely believe that's out there.
Okay, so you believe that there's like civilization on other planets.
I don't know how civilized it is, but I know there's some other
life forms.
Breathing.
Okay.
However they breathe. They probably don't breathe air, but you know.
Yeah, I believe that over a zombie.
So what is a zombie supposed to be?
Somebody who dies and comes and is still walking around moving, and it's the Walking Dead, basically. It's
groaning.
Basically a reanimated person who has died.
So, like, not reincarnation, but
it's in okay. a zombie. Yeah, and they're reanimated, and they want to eat you, a live person.
Oh,
they
fuck want to
eat that! Live. Yeah, no. Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Not just that they're alive; they want to eat, and what they love to eat is live brains and flesh and everything else.
So, you really believe there are zombies out here?
I think I'm gonna be prepared for anything that could pop up.
That's a good idea.
So, whether they exist or not, my ass is gonna be prepped as far as I can prep.
How do you do that?
Well, you have.
How about I just like show up at your door because I know you know what to do.
Yeah, me too.
The problem with now, I'm just gonna school y'all now. The problem with coming to my house is 2-3-fold. Number one, if y'all listen to our Walking Dead podcast, I think the very first episode, I let you know that my ass probably wouldn't survive more than 5 minutes because I can't run for extended periods of time.
What extended period of time?
Like over 5 minutes. I'm not going to be able to run away from something. Actually, let me back that shit up. I'm not going to be able to run away. I'm not going to be able to run away from something for more than a minute at a time. Okay,
but they're kind of slow, right?
No, well, it depends.
I think if a zombie was coming after you in real life, you would put some pep in your step for longer than 6 seconds.
That's true.
I would try to, but then my out of shape body would tell me, no, you cannot keep doing this and you need to stop. So my approach to the zombie apocalypse is going to be the hide and seek, duck and dodge approach. I'm going to run for a short period from one hiding place to another hiding place, and I'm going to duck and I'm going to dodge the motherfuckers. That's what my approach is going to be.
Gotcha.
The second issue with you coming to my house for the zombie apocalypse is I have dogs, and those motherfuckers bark at everything. And
well, that's good because they'll warn you.
But they'll also bring walkers to your door.
They'll also give her hiding place away.
Right. Oh. So them bitches are on their own.
You're going to have to kill them.
I'm not killing them, but I'm not taking them with me either.
Okay.
When I eat them. I'm sorry. I've already declared this like 3 years ago. I'm not doing it.
So Sissy K is leaving the bitches behind.
Maybe.
I'm leaving them behind.
Maybe you could have a fallout shelter for them with some food and water. And then you could come back for them later.
Well, first of all, this is Texas. We don't have basements and stuff here because the land is so hard and, you know, so there's no fallout shelves.
Oh, well. Sorry, puppies.
And the third thing is I get lightheaded when I don't eat on a regular basis. So these people, you know, since I don't watch The Walking Dead, you don't know. Part of the whole issue is it's not really about The Walking Dead, the zombies. It's about the people surviving. And what they have to do to survive. And they don't eat a lot. Okay?
Why not?
So long because the food runs out.
This is the apocalypse.
Well, Costco is going to get overrun.
Yeah.
And so soon you ain't going to have no food because nobody's making food any longer. Or growing food because all the farmers are dead or whatever.
Well, so see, just the thought of that. Like, just the thought of not enough food. I would just be like, zombie, take me now.
Well, I think what my first mission would be is to actually go and try to camp out in a Costco or a Sam's. And that's going to be our new house. Because
that's a good idea.
Yeah, but people are going to be fighting you for all that stuff.
That's the problem, too.
With
that's
guns and stuff.
That, see, now you've watched The Walking Dead.
Well, no, I've seen apocalypse movies before.
Yeah.
But not The Walking Dead.
Now, if I don't know if y'all have seen World War Z. This will be my last comment about zombies. I know we're not talking about zombies, but World War Z with Brad Pitt.
I saw that.
I haven't.
OMG. When I saw that, I went with a friend of mine. I was freaking the F out because them mofos, first of all, they turn in like 10 seconds. And second of all, they run like Carl motherfucking Lewis.
They
run like Usain Bolt. Okay? I would not last 5 seconds with those fools because they run and they jump on you.
Well, at least it'd be over fast.
Yeah.
So, like, they jump on your back?
They run, and on the last minute, they jump on you and get you down so they can eat you.
Get your brains.
Yeah.
So they don't eat anything but brains.
No, they eat more than brains.
That's their favorite.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They eat. But they're not person. Like, so they don't eat, do they eat regular food?
No, but yeah, people, that's their food.
But they're not sitting there like eating a plate of lasagna.
No. Just living humans or animals, okay. Maybe. Okay. But don't no lasagna, Elmerie.
No lasagna.
Okay.
They'll eat like a living, like a horse or, yeah. You know, they'll eat animals. They won't eat, ooh, like food that's already cooked or anything like that.
Yeah. They're not going to have a burger.
Okay. Got you.
Yeah. So anyway, back to the killing.
I learned something new today.
How the hell did we get on that topic?
I do know how to make a fire to where there's no visible flame and smoke.
Really?
Oh.
From watching The Walking Dead.
Okay.
That's pretty neat.
And I need to order me a survival kit because they have survival kits that you can order and have ready.
I think you need to send Elmerie and I the trick about the fire.
Yeah.
Because that's important.
I'm not going to make a fire, so.
But you might have to sometime.
That's true. I might have to.
Hey, if you're wandering in the woods, it's cold.
Journey apocalypse.
Okay, so back to the killing.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Who wants to kick off our conversation?
Well, so do we want to start off with, like, overall impression first, or?
How about, like, a little synopsis of the episodes? Like, just the general.
What the show is about.
Yeah.
Well.
What we're dealing with.
Okay, so did you guys notice that it's, like, 4 seasons long?
Oh, no, I didn't.
Wow.
Yeah. It's like 4 seasons long. Wow. So we are in season 1, just the first 3 episodes.
Right.
So not too much has happened, but we can kind of get the gist of the show.
Mm-hmm.
So a local teenage girl named Rosie, the episode starts off with her running in the woods, and apparently someone's after her. Like, you can see, I can't tell, was it like a big flashlight or a car light?
It's a flashlight.
A flashlight.
A flashlight. Okay. So someone is after her. She's hiding in the woods, and unfortunately, they catch her. So she's gone missing. Everyone in the town, which is a pretty small town,
mm-hmm.
They have no idea where she is. So they conduct this search involving investigators, local people, her family.
Right.
And the main investigator, who is homicide detective Sarah Linden,
mm-hmm.
she's scheduled to actually move out of state.
Right.
Was it that same night or the next day?
I think it was that night.
Or that same night? Okay.
Yeah.
That night. I think she had like a late night flight or something.
Right.
So she's... I felt so bad for her. Like, Lyndon is in her office, packing up her boxes, packing everything up, and all of a sudden her boss or police chief or whatever pretty much tells her, hey, I need you to get over here. We've got a missing girl.
Right.
And they found a sweater that they believe belongs to her.
A bloody sweater,
right.
Right. Well, so they don't know who it belongs to at the time. They just find a sweater and blood on it.
Yeah.
Yes.
And a credit card.
And a credit card.
Yeah.
And she's pretty smart, Lyndon, because she's like, well, this sweater looks like it was freshly laundered. So
yeah.
It's not like a transient worker or anything, or a prostitute or anything.
Right.
It's been taken care of.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So she goes to the scene just to check things out. And then we meet this rookie detective, Stephen Holder.
Yeah.
Which... I don't know how I feel about him yet.
Yeah, he's definitely a completely different type of detective than she is.
Because he came from Vice, undercover. He was undercover.
Right, yeah, that's right.
With, not Vice, but yeah, wasn't it Vice, like drugs and
narcotics?
Yeah,
narc.
Yep.
So he was like an undercover officer, so he had to kind of blend in and look skeezy and look the part, which he does.
Yeah, but my thing is, like, dude, you're not undercover anymore. Why are you looking like this?
Yeah.
And acting like this. Like, he's kind of creepy.
Yeah.
So, I have comments for that later.
Yeah.
I don't know if I trust him. I think that's the thing. I don't know if I trust him yet. But, that's pretty much, like, the basis of what we've seen so far.
And it also kind of shows us the perspective of the parents, because the girl, she's 17 years old.
Right.
And so she's a senior in high school. The parents, the dad, he's like a, what do you call it, blue-collar worker.
Yeah.
The mom seems like she works at home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think she's a homemaker.
Yeah, and they went on some kind of like fishing trip or camping trip that weekend on Friday. And Rosie stayed back home because she was going to spend the night with her best friend.
Mm-hmm.
And they get home and they're, you know, I guess they got home late Sunday night, send the little kids to school, and they assume she's at school from going with her friend.
Right.
And it's not until Lyndon and Holder show up on the mother's doorstep on Monday, whatever, like morning or early afternoon, to say, hey, is whatever the dad's name is, I can't remember. Because they have, they, that's the credit card they found had the dad's name on it.
Larson.
Right, yeah. It's the Larson family.
Yeah.
And they didn't know he was her dad. He just, or they didn't know anything about this girl. They just said, does Larson live here? They were thinking he was like a perpetrator or something.
Right, right.
And I don't know what triggered Lyndon. I think she was looking at a bicycle.
She was. When they were leaving, the Larsons had their garage door open.
Mm-hmm.
And Mrs. Larson, the mom, was walking past the garage. And Lyndon happened to look in the garage and she saw a bike. And she's like, excuse me, do you have a daughter?
Yeah, and that's when we all realized what's going on, I think.
We're like,
oh, shit.
Yep. Yeah. I think it was because it was a pink bike and they found a pink sweater.
Right.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because the whole time the wife is saying, Hal, or whatever the husband's name is, he, I don't know what that was.
Me neither.
That's on my end. I don't know. It's a scooter or something.
Oh, okay. They were acting like he was the perpetrator, and the wife was like, oh no, he's been with me. He's been here, you know, the whole weekend. He's at work, blah, blah, blah. And so then when they start asking, do you have a daughter? The mother starts looking nervous and scared and like, what the frack is going on? That was sad.
Because they had no contact with the daughter over the weekend. Because she's 17 and she was staying with a friend. You know.
Okay, but this is my problem. This is my issue. Okay. And we've talked about this before.
Yeah.
I don't understand. I don't care if your daughter is 17. How do you go an entire weekend away, and when you come back on Monday morning, you just assume that she is in school?
Right.
Like, why didn't you touch bases with her either late Sunday night or early early Monday morning?
Yeah.
To make sure she was on her way to school. How come there wasn't even a quick text? Hey, mom, I'm at school. Like, I don't understand that.
Right.
Yeah.
And even Mrs. Larson, the mom's sister, brought it up. And she's like, I don't understand how you didn't talk to your daughter like the whole weekend. You didn't
even know that was her sister.
Yeah.
I think it's actually the husband's sister.
Is it the husband's sister?
I'm not sure which sister it is.
Oh, I didn't know. Okay. I just thought she like helped out with the kids.
Yeah, it's one of her
sisters. Somebody.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks.
But she even said like she didn't even try to call her the whole weekend.
Yeah.
Like nothing.
Y'all know how I feel about this topic, but
yes,
when that sister said that, I was thinking, shut the F up, lady. Yeah. You don't know. I mean,
that's what I was thinking too.
I was thinking the lady just found out her daughter's dead.
Mm-hmm.
And she's probably telling her own self the same thing.
No, she didn't know her daughter was dead yet.
She didn't.
Oh, she didn't?
No.
Oh, they were still trying to look for her.
At that point, she was at the ex-boyfriend's. Because remember the dad said, I know where she is. She's with whatever that kid is.
Right.
She's with him at his house. I'm going to pick her up.
Yeah.
I think that comment though was made before that because she was crying at the table, so she didn't know or think that they were that she was at the boyfriend's house. But the bottom line is she was missing. They didn't know where she was. They hadn't heard from her. And the sister or whoever is going to say, how do you not reach out to her? How do you not talk to your daughter for a week? And I was thinking, now I agree with you, but at this point, don't say that kind of shit.
Right. It's way too soon.
The chick is worried. You see her sitting at the fucking table crying.
Yeah.
Why are you going to add more shit to that?
Yeah.
You know? Now, I agree with you 100% because if at least what should have happened, which I don't get this. Obviously, now this is my really complaint about that whole subject.
Mm-hmm.
It obviously, the mom and dad did not reach out to this best friend's parents at all.
Right.
Because if my child is spending the night, 17 or 6,
right,
at somebody's house, I'm reaching out to the parents.
Yeah.
Thank you. If the parents
are funny acting, or the parents act like they're not going to know where or keep tabs on them, your ass ain't staying over there. I don't care if you're 17 or 10.
Right.
So the minute that I say, hey, is everything good? I'm going over to the parents, or I'm saying, hey, give them some money for you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's take some snacks or whatever.
Yeah, we'll be back Sunday night.
And then,
right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I'm going to be calling them parents, and how's everything going?
Thank you.
The other problem is the parents of the little girl obviously didn't know the best friend was having a sleepover for the weekend.
And that's what I was
saying. They should have been calling the parents and said, hey, we ain't seen your daughter.
Right.
That was my whole thing. My thing was, okay, I think the best friend's name is Sterling.
Yes.
Yes.
So I'm like, all this time, how come Sterling's parents never called, like, hey, you know your daughter was supposed to be here this weekend and she never showed up. Did she decide to go fishing with you? Or, like, where is she? Just to give them a heads up.
Right.
Like, your daughter's supposed to be here, but
Sterling
wasn't
looking for her.
Not until Monday when they got to school and she started texting her.
She was at the friend's house? I mean, the boyfriend's?
I think Sterling had been texting her the whole time, but, you know, we only saw the Monday morning. The whole show starts on Monday.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
I think Sterling had been trying to contact her or text her all weekend. I just got that impression.
So she knew something was up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because they went to the party together. She couldn't find her after the party was over.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next day, she still didn't find her.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, that's 3 whole effing days.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So anyway, my problem is more with the parents. I mean, yes, the parents of both kids, because, you know, if that was me and I had your child, I would need to be able to contact you wherever you at in case something kicks off.
Mm-hmm.
They get hurt or, you know,
right,
whatever.
Yeah.
And if they don't show up, I don't care what my child says. I'm like, well, I need to call their parents because they should be here.
Yep.
I'm going to watch your kids like I watch my kids.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's how it should be. But that's why people got to be careful, because some people don't do that.
Yeah. Especially in this day and age. We know how dangerous it is out there.
Mm-hmm.
This is not a small town. This is Seattle suburb. I mean, this is not some out west, Midwest.
Mm-hmm.
Well, even in the Midwest, you got to, you know, be careful.
Yeah, but like a small population town or something, you know, this is a city.
But despite all of that, that's really the gist of the show, and then trying to find out who killed her.
Yeah.
Right.
At least the first 3 episodes were.
Besides figuring out who killed Rosie.
First of all, they had to figure out the first episode was about them even finding her.
Right.
And they finally do find her.
Yes.
At the end of the episode. What did y'all think about that?
With their dad?
Yes.
Heart-wrenching.
Yes.
So hard.
I was still trying to get over them finding, like, soon as I saw them pull the car out of the water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, shit. She's, like, either in the car or in the trunk. Yeah. Like, I just knew.
Yeah.
They found her.
Yeah.
And Lyndon is a damn good detective.
Yeah.
She is.
His instincts are on it.
Mm-hmm.
So when the dad pulls up and he's on the phone with the wife as he's pulling up and he sees the police lights, and I'm like, as big as Seattle is,
right?
Why did he have to take this route? Like,
yeah.
I just felt so bad because I knew what was coming.
Yeah.
I was hoping he didn't see anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, see when they opened the trunk. Yeah. And, but, I felt so bad.
It was awful.
It was awful. And you can hear the mother screaming, trying to figure out what's going on.
Yes.
Which
his name
hard.
Is Stan. That reminded me. His name is
Stan. That's
Stan.
It.
She's screaming, Stan. And see, they have two other children. One looks like he's about 9.
Yeah.
Looks like he's about 8 or no, 6.
Yeah.
And so they're in there and the mother's screaming. They're like, and their faces are like, what the fuck's going on? They look scared.
Yeah, that was freaky.
That was good though, because that is what would really happen is you would totally forget to maybe shield your other kids
right.
from that.
Right, and they're watching her meltdown.
Yeah.
Terrible.
It was awful. And of course, the husband's not paying attention to her because he's trying to get to see his child.
Right.
And they don't even tell him that was him. She just says, you can't be here right
she
now.
She didn't. He's
like,
yeah, she didn't.
Is it Rosie? Is it Rosie? She's like, you need to go home.
Yeah.
And that's all he needed because he's
that is
out in the street.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Because she didn't say, no, it's not.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. The aunt, it is the mother's sister, the mother's younger sister.
Okay. Oh, thank you. Okay, they do kind of look alike.
No.
You don't think so?
No, they both have dark hair, Sister
A. Come on now.
And they're both white. That's about it.
And they're pretty skinny, the same size.
Okay.
Come on now. I got to look closer.
Now, I really love the woman playing the mother, Michelle Forbes, I think is her name.
Yeah.
I love her. She was on Battlestar Galactica. She's been on a lot of different things, but she's a really good actress. I really like her.
Isn't her name, I'm trying to think of her first name, isn't it like a man's name, though?
You mean in the show?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember.
I remember someone's, I think it was her sister saying her name, and I'm like, okay, that's odd. Yeah.
What is it?
Mitch.
Oh, Mitch.
Mitch. Mitch Lawson. Larson.
Oh, maybe
she must be a Michelle or something.
And they
Mitch. Probably just call her Mitch.
Mitch.
Yeah.
That's different.
Right?
I like her, though.
I do, too.
And I have never seen...
Dad, too.
Yeah, me too.
The dad?
Yeah.
I had never seen the lady playing Lyndon, but I like her.
I've never seen her either.
Yeah, redhead. I watched with my husband. He said that she was in... there was an HBO show about, like, a Mormon family.
Oh.
The wives.
Oh.
Okay.
And she was in that.
Oh, I can see her doing that.
Yeah.
Me too.
Now, the one thing I will say about her as a character, I like the fact that they have this female detective, which is going to get us back into a discussion we had last week about the Blacklist.
Yeah.
And Fringe and all that. But they have this female detective... She's not overly made up. She doesn't have, like, extra eyelashes and extra hair pieces.
No, she's got no makeup.
They have her hair pulled back most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And she is the main character, but they don't have her being this old spinster, bitter woman. She's got a fiancé that they're in love. They are kissing. And they show them doing that kind of thing. But, again, she's not the No, I won't say classic. She's not the typical woman that they would put on as a main character of a show. And I love that about
And that's why I love it.
Yep, same here.
I love that. She's a real woman.
Yep.
Real, you know, not going to be made. She's not going to bother making herself up to go to work in the conditions she's got to work in.
Right, right.
You know?
And she chews Nicorette gum constantly.
Yep,
she's trying to kick the habit, which is funny.
She has a son who's like 13.
Yeah.
And we don't know what the deal is with his real father, but
not yet. Anyway.
She's about to get married to this other guy
and move to San Francisco.
Yep,
which he's already there. Right. The fiance.
Right.
Yeah, he left early.
I get the gist that he's kind of annoyed. I kind of get the idea that she. chooses work over him a lot.
Mm-hmm. I didn't get that, except for the fact that I think he's annoyed with the fact that she keeps putting the job first when it comes to
right.
the move, because she's decided to move. Now, mm-hmm. because I only watched 3 episodes, I'm sure they'll get into it later, but I'm thinking, okay, why are they having to move to San Francisco? Is that where he is from? Does he have a job there? Because obviously she can get a job anywhere.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
As a police, maybe it's not that easy to transfer. I don't know, but I'm thinking she could get a job anywhere being a detective, but why is it that obviously she's reticent about moving because she keeps mm-hmm. saying, yeah, I'll work another day. I'll work another day.
Yeah.
And I think that's what he's annoyed at mostly.
Yeah, okay. I'm kind of getting an impression that maybe she doesn't want to go.
Yeah.
I get that impression.
Okay. I mean, she's kind of putting it off. And, of course, her boss is pressuring her to stay.
Yeah. I don't think the son wants to go either.
No, he doesn't.
No, he doesn't want to go.
Definitely not. Mm-hmm. So.
Now, who is, did we ever figure out who Reggie is? The friend that she keeps having her son stay with, or is that her mother?
Oh, yeah,
friend?
On the boat.
Aunt, cousin, yeah.
I don't know who that is.
I don't know.
But don't something's either. Going on there.
I guess I have to keep watching it then.
Yeah.
Shit. So, I mean,
One thing we didn't talk about was the politicians.
Oh.
Yeah, I was going to get there.
Okay. Because that's kind of important, too.
Yeah. I'm not sure how important it'll be, but. It looks to be like, along with them trying to figure out who killed Rosie, and along with seeing how her family is dealing with all the grief, there's like a third storyline with this politician and his campaign. So he is running for, is it mayor?
Mayor, yep.
Okay.
Mayor.
His name's Darren Richmond. And apparently he's sleeping with his
campaign advisor.
And then the other person is his campaign manager.
I don't know the difference, but there's
and
a guy
I was going to ask, what is the difference? I thought that was the same thing.
I did too.
They seem to both have the same role.
I think one's his press secretary, maybe. And
okay.
That could be.
Okay.
So that would be the guy, right? He was writing stuff for him.
Yeah.
Guess so.
Okay. Well, whatever. Yeah. They're both pretty important to his campaign.
Right.
And
right.
somehow the other interesting tidbit that they've mentioned like 3 times in the 3 episodes was the fact that he was married and his wife had some kind of violent death.
Right.
Or something. Yes. Because, you know, the girl mentioned, why don't you talk to me about her? He lies the morning that he was coming to the office that first episode.
Mm-hmm.
And says that he slept in.
Yeah.
When he was really at the cemetery.
Right.
Yeah.
At his wife's grave, and he lies and says, oh, I just slept late. And they're like, okay.
She's like, you never slept late.
And then there was the reporter that mentioned something later, and then she mentioned something later, too. So,
yeah, so there's something's going on there.
Yeah, so we don't know in the first 3 episodes what happened to her.
Right.
No. I wonder if they ever suspected foul play.
Well, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because based on that one reporter's question.
Yeah. And especially because the car that Rosie's dead body was found in belongs to Richmond's campaign.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah.
Right.
And of course, the car was reported stolen.
It was.
And they don't know. They find out who the last person was to check the car out. But the kicker is they leave the keys in the car to make it easier for people when they want to use the car.
So anybody can take it.
Yeah, anyone can take in the car.
Yeah.
So they're trying to figure out the correlation between him or his campaign and Rosie.
Right.
And also looking into her school, like anybody that she would have been with at her school, or boyfriend.
Right, we didn't talk about that. Some of the prime suspects.
Yes.
Of course, the guy, because the car was found as part of the candidates, that's suspicious. But then she has some friends at school, or sort of a ex-boyfriend, although they didn't go out very long.
No. So an ex-boyfriend, and then is the other guy Sterling's boyfriend or just the ex-boyfriend's best friend?
I think he's just another guy. Okay, so okay. The other guy with the weird haircut.
Yeah.
He was friends with Rosie.
Correct. He lived down the street, right?
Yes.
Yeah, they were friends.
But he dropped out of school.
Yeah, and he's hooked on drugs and stuff.
Yeah.
Now, this is another thing that I had a problem with. Not that it's not believable, but just that kids, if they did this, I'd be kicking their ass. So your best friend's been missing the whole weekend. You think she's at her boyfriend's house. The police come. You're scared. You're running around trying to figure out where she's at. You find out she's not at the boyfriend's house. Won't you then talk to the police? Because, hey, it's your best friend. You want them to find her.
Exactly.
Why would you be then not talking to the police to say, hey, I last saw her here. This is what I know.
Right.
So they could possibly find her. But no, this girl is going to just go and keep her fucking mouth shut and go all over town herself to try to find her.
I can find that believable.
It's believable, but not correct.
No, it's not the right thing to do. But kids are not running to the police. Hey, help me.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
You're not.
But my point is that if you know she's missing, you can't get a hold of her.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like her to be like that. And you know that one of her people is shady.
Yeah.
And then you find out that she really is missing. They think something happened to her. Wouldn't you then just say, you know what? Hey, this is what I know.
I probably would.
Because I want my friend to be found.
Right, right. Whatever it would take.
Whatever it is.
Yeah.
You know, I'm trying to keep a secret that she sneaks out and goes to her boyfriend's house and stuff.
Yeah.
But this is beyond keeping a secret
that
she's missing.
Exactly.
And I need to be honest about what I know.
Well, see, that goes back to, shit, if I have been texting my friend all weekend, and she's supposed to be with me, and I don't have an answer, like, not one reply back from her, I would have gone to the police or her parents or someone before school on Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
True that.
Yeah. So, but we find out that basically, Friday, there was a Halloween party. And Rosie and Sterling had gone to the party themselves, kind of dressed up. One was a witch. Was it Rosie?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, with a pink wig.
With a pink wig.
Right.
Yep.
And, you know, we kind of find out through different channels that there's sort of like this secret place to party at the school.
Let's pause there, Sister A. Let's pause real quick on that. Okay, so what did y'all think about Holder and how he was able to find that information out?
Oh, yeah. His narc abilities.
So he basically was hanging out at the school, outside near the bleachers, smoking weed, and a couple of soccer girls come up, and one of them says, ooh, there's that cute cop. And I'm like, what? What is she talking about?
Yeah.
Anyway. So he's like, hey, girls. He's all chatting them up. And they're like, aren't you a cop? Why are you smoking weed? Can we have some? He's like, here, have a hit. So he's letting them have a hit. And then he's telling the girl how to do it and all this shit. And one girl says, I feel high already.
Yeah, that was hysterical.
So then he's like, so where can we go party? Where's a good place to go party? Blah, blah, blah. So we can smoke some more of this stuff. And they tell him, hey, we can go to the cage.
The cage.
And he's like, cage? Where's that? They're like, no, that's in the basement. He's like, okay, gotta go by. And they're like, wait, are we going to party?
That was great.
I think he used his undercover and narc skills very well.
That was good. Oh,
very
yeah.
Well.
Those girls
very
were hooked.
Well.
Oh, yeah.
So it makes me think that he keeps that. He's portraying that skeezy person, especially at the school, because he can come across as not the authority, and they might open up to him.
And as the cool cop.
Right.
The cool cop.
Or not the good cop, but you know.
Yeah. Clever.
I thought that was pretty interesting.
Yeah.
So, okay, sorry. So then they get to the cage.
And get to the cage, and it's like
as hell.
It's a bed.
Yeah.
Or a mattress. I wouldn't.
A mattress.
Bed. Yeah. It's a mattress. Right. And there is blood, like, everywhere.
All
like,
everywhere.
Someone or something has been slaughtered.
Yeah.
And Linton notices, like, a peephole.
Yeah, that was freaky.
Yeah. And I was so afraid when she put her eye up to the people. I'm like, please don't let anything shoot out at her.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That, like, I have to turn my head from the TV because I... Ooh. Yeah.
Not the eyeball.
Yes. Not the eyeball. She needs to move, not the eyeball. So
I thought it might be a camera, but it was just a peephole.
I didn't understand this at first. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And then they went into the other room, and they're the principal's there. She's like, oh my gosh, this was all storage and shit. How did they even know to get down here?
Yeah.
And I'm asking her who has the keys to this place, and she's like, well,
the janitor
and the janitor,
right?
Yeah.
So the janitor's been peeping at these kids down in the cage.
Yep.
Yeah.
But at first, I'm like, okay, I'm not comprehending what is going on. So they go to try to find this janitor.
Yes.
I can't remember his name, but his mama, his old funky ass mama. Oh, she's trying to act like she don't speak English.
No English, yeah.
She doesn't know where he is. He's not here. He's not here. So they kind of do the rope-a-dope, and they trick her into going in, and Lyndon goes into the apartment.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, okay, why do you not sweep the fucking room first?
Thank you.
Okay, that's classic police detective.
Mm-hmm. Police 101.
101. Thank you. Hello.
Have your gun. You don't have to have it drawn, but at least have your hand on it. And sweep the room.
Right, right.
Like, turn the corners and doorways very carefully. She just, like, nonchalantly...
walking through the house.
Yeah.
Goes into this room and starts looking at some shit on the side table.
With her back
out. And you see
out.
Somebody... Yeah,
with her back against the door.
Yeah.
Doorway.
And you see somebody moving behind her. You're like, move, chick! Come on, Lyndon!
Yep.
She has a last minute season, but it's too late. He knocks her all the fuck out.
Mm-hmm.
And starts running, so they start chasing him.
Yeah.
And telling him to stop, but of course, this fool is serious with his shit, and he jumps out the damn window and falls down to the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're like on the second floor or some shit.
I thought he was dead.
I thought so too.
Yeah, I'm like, damn.
I'm like, he just committed suicide.
He's out.
Yeah, something, well, shit, what did he do then?
Right.
He's doing all that running.
And that's what made me think, like, okay, he killed Rosie. And he knows they're there to arrest him. I know, but I'm like, it can't be.
Yeah, why is he running?
The beginning of the season. He can't be the killer.
Yeah.
But he obviously did something enough to jump.
Yeah.
Well, and then that holder, when they went to the hospital, the holder dude said, oh, yeah, he's got a record for messing with kids. Porn, kitty porn, and all this other shit.
So he's basically been a peeping Tom.
Yep, pedophile.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
So they do the rope-a-dope again, and Lyndon gets into the hospital room and starts questioning him. Okay, who did you see her with that night? I know you saw her with someone. This fool is all bandaged up, can't barely talk, can't barely see. But he gets up enough gumption to say, oh, him, I saw her with him. And it's the best friend, or her old friend, the weird haircut dude.
Down the street, yeah.
The druggie.
Yeah.
So they go searching for his butt at the skate park. And then they go and get the old ex-boyfriend because they, now also in that room, they find videotape.
Right.
Now this, I was thinking, what the F is going on here?
Well, I thought of that movie. What was that movie?
In the woods.
No, not the woods. Wait, what movie are you talking about?
The one with, like, the handheld camera, the scary one.
Blair Witch?
Yeah, Blair Witch.
What?
No, I was thinking of that movie called, what's the name of it? 8mm?
Blair Witch.
Well, just They're because it's like a handheld witch. Camera.
Oh.
That's what I was thinking.
Oh. I think the movie I'm talking about was
8mm.
Yeah, I think it was 8mm. Because they kind of had like a cave dungeon type room, but it was like a sex room.
Oh.
And that was like a thriller kind of movie. So that's what that room, when they found the video, that's what it reminded me of.
Oh, no.
And remember also the janitor said El Diablo.
Yeah.
It was like another clue.
Well, on the videotape, they see clear as day Rosie.
Yeah.
They see the ex-boyfriend and they see the druggy guy and they see...
in a mask. He's wearing a mask.
The devil's mask. Yeah.
Devil mask.
Yeah.
Because he wasn't supposed to be there.
Yeah. And he takes his mask off, his full face on the videotape.
Right.
Well, they don't know they're being videotaped either because the janitor's videotaping them.
But was that the janitor's video or was that like them videotaping themselves?
No, I think it was the janitor's video.
Okay, I thought it was.
Because they were surprised when they saw that there was a videotape.
Oh, see, I thought it was them taping themselves.
Me too.
Because a couple minutes. Because a couple times, it's like they looked directly at the camera.
Right, and then they were showing their friends and stuff this.
And they, yeah, they were.
And remember the teacher had confiscated a phone?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's right. It was a phone. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, in the video, it shows them manhandling Rosie and looking like they're raping her.
Raping her, yeah.
Yep.
And I'm like, what the bloody hell?
Both of them. Like,
yeah,
taking
both of
turns.
Them.
Right, taking turns.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that was the third episode.
And that's pretty much where we leave it.
It is.
Yeah. That's pretty much where we leave it. Also, another thing I thought was odd is that the parents are not told where she was found or how she died off the bat. They did not tell them that right away. So they find out by the newspaper and the news that her body was found in the campaign of the mayor. The mayor
candidate's
car.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Which I'm thinking, really, you wouldn't tell the parents?
At least tell them.
That she, you know, died this way. We found
Supposed to get out.
That's the thing I was just going to say.
That the car was a part of the campaign.
The
it wasn't supposed to get out.
Under wraps to find the killer.
Exactly.
Right.
And somehow it leaked.
They have a leak in the campaign, we find out.
Yes.
But wouldn't you tell the parents? They're not going
to
leak that.
Right. I would think so. But I guess they were trying to keep everybody quiet about it.
And then this is the other thing that I didn't get. The following day after they find out she's gone, the dad goes to work because they're supposedly not supposed to tell anyone that their daughter just died. Now, to me, that was too much. That was unbelievable.
You know, my fucking daughter's missing. So...
Yeah,
I'm
a fucking
to
wreck.
Work the next day. Yeah,
you're
I'm not
going
to work.
No, I can't concentrate.
You
on
will
anything.
Not see my ass. She's missing. Now, I see if you guys don't want me to tell people that she's dead, fine, but my ass is staying home for the day.
Right.
Thank you.
And the kids went to school because they didn't tell the other two kids yet.
Right.
Which I can see that,
yes.
that part. That mm-hmm. makes sense because you need mm-hmm. to figure out what you want to tell them.
Yeah.
But, for the dad to go to work, that didn't make any fucking sense to me.
No, it did not. Not at all.
At all.
No.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
And if you're trying to keep it quiet from the killer so that you can have the element of surprise, well, believe me, the element of surprise, the killer's going to know. Because the killer's going to be checking to see if his shit's been found.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't think you're going to be that surprising.
Right.
Anyway, I just thought that was a weird...
It was.
A piece of the story.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was, yeah.
So, what are your overall impressions so far?
I like it. I like it enough to finish the first season.
I agree.
I agree, even though this is the kind of story
that
bothers the...
Well, I know, and I was thinking that, Sister
so,
K.
Like, this is not your kind of show.
No.
Not at all. At all.
Yeah.
Because it's too real.
Mm-hmm.
This shit happens to people all the time.
Yeah.
I don't like these kind of stories. And thankfully, they're not too graphic with
graphic,
it.
Graphic, right.
Yet, mm-hmm. at least in the first three episodes.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I want to know what the F happened.
Right.
Yeah.
I want to know who is what the tie is to the campaign.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
and these crazy ass boy ex boyfriend whatever.
Right. And I like the characters.
I like the cop.
I like the family.
And I'm interested to see if she's ever going to move.
Right. Yeah. I'm trying to get out of it.
If there's four seasons.
Yeah.
Unless she moves to San Francisco and starts over there. Maybe she does.
Yeah, that's possible.
Yeah.
Unlikely, but possible.
Yeah. But yeah.
So you guys are going to finish the first season?
Yes.
I will.
Now, how many episodes are in the first season? Is it like a real season?
I think it's only
13.
Oh, okay. That's doable.
Yeah, that's doable. Yeah. We only got 10 more.
Left.
Now, I have, because I know a couple people who have watched The Killing, like when it was on air and playing.
Okay.
And they both said season one is the best.
Okay. Oh.
So depending on how season one ends, mm-hmm. I don't know if I'll continue with the other seasons.
But you're going to give this one a chance.
But I will absolutely finish season one. Like, I'm intrigued enough. Like, I have to see this through.
Yeah. Same here.
So, let me ask you two. Who do you think killed Rosie?
I don't have a clue. Well, first of all, I want to know what happens, but I don't know that I'm going to watch the rest of it.
Just because of the theme?
Well, because that, and it's 10 more episodes. I have to fit into the time, you know. But
yeah.
I want to know what happens, so I might be intrigued enough when I'm, like, falling asleep or something to turn it on.
Oh, great.
But then I'll probably have a nightmare and say, fuck this mess, and go on.
Yeah. Well, we can tell you what happens.
Yeah, that's even better.
Yeah.
But no, I am intrigued. I'm thinking, I mean, there's got to be some correlation with this fucking mayor.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
So, I don't know what the heck that correlation is, but it's got to be something.
I already know it's a leak in his campaign camp.
Right.
So could that leak also be the murderer?
Yeah, or could it be the acting mayor is involved?
Oh.
Well, you know what? I thought about that too, Sister A, because that, I think it was the third episode, he has a conversation with the acting mayor,
mm-hmm.
and that's when he makes a comment about, oh, you and your little shenanigans or something. I'm thinking, how would he know that shit?
Yeah.
Oh, he said, would you really think the police would keep this case from me?
Mm-hmm.
And the mayor,
I didn't think about
Richmond,
that.
Sorry?
I didn't think
of. Yeah, something he said that made me think, oh, I wonder if he thought he was getting too close to winning.
Right.
Thought, I'll just create some mess.
That's what I was wondering.
You know.
Yeah.
But then why would he be associated with those people?
Yeah, right. How would you connect it? So, Elle Marie, were you thinking somebody on the candidate's side, maybe? Who do you think is involved? Who do you think did it? Do you have an idea?
I think it has... I don't know if Rosie... See, I haven't gauged what kind of girl Rosie is. Is she a... I know she's not like a goody-two-shoes girl, because obviously she's lied to her parents mm-hmm. and involved her best friend, but I'm wondering, was she having an affair with someone?
Older.
Like an older guy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or... And is that someone involved with the mayor? I don't think it's the actual guy who's running for mayor, but maybe someone in his camp, on his team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know. Something.
Right. Or maybe, so as we saw in the third episode, it's just one of your friends or schoolmates.
Yeah. It could be.
I don't know. Yeah. But that's
and it could
why
have
we
been,
have to watch.
It could have been an accident, and they freaked out, paranoid, and...
Yeah, but remember, they said that she was put in the trunk of the car before the car went under the water.
Yeah.
So it seems kind of intentional.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, now they did say that she was alive when she was put in the trunk.
Right.
Yeah.
She got
and
in the
that
water.
She was, but that she was probably unconscious and drowned.
Right.
And she drowned, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
So,
yeah,
I know.
I think as of the third episode, the theory that the Lyndon and Holder have is that the druggy guy stole one of the cars because it's down the street from the skate park.
Yeah.
They threw her in the back after conking her on the head.
Yeah.
And then dumped it in the lake and she drowned.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's it.
No, that's too easy.
It is too easy. That's too simple. Yeah. Something happened after, and I don't think those students are probably.
I don't think they killed her at all, right. But there is blood all over the fucking room.
It and
they
is.
Did, they and did where say did the blood come from her, that? Right.
Yeah.
And did it match her blood type?
I think that's what they said.
They said it matched her type, but maybe it's not her DNA. We don't know that part yet.
Oh, okay.
Still. No.
Right. But yeah, it's a match to her blood type, which is half the battle, I guess.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know. Or did they leave her in there and the janitor came in afterward?
Well, yeah, I was just thinking that too. If he was watching.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hell, they won't find that shit out for a while because he is.
I know.
Yeah, he got really banged up.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if there are people out there that have watched the show and can give us some feedback, but don't spoil us because we're still please early don't. in the show, that would be great.
Yes, please.
That would be great. You can send us some feedback by sending an email to sisterspeak@gmail.com or leaving a comment on our website at sisterspeakpodcast.com. You can leave the audio feedback on our SpeakPipe app on the website or go to speakpipe.com/sisterspeak. We are also on, well, we have a Facebook page called Sisterspeak Podcast. And you can find us on Twitter. I am @_SisterK.
I am @LiteraryMarie.
And I am @AKSIDS.
And you can also call us a voicemail if you would like to call. 972-755-1215. And with all correspondence, we request that you put after show in the subject line. Well, I guess that's it for now. Do we want to reveal what we're going to be talking about next time, ladies?
Sure.
For those who want to follow along with us, we are going to, and this, now we've decided that we're going to do the after show like every other week or so.
Yeah.
So I think, I can't remember the date, but in a couple of weeks, we are planning to discuss The Wiz.
Woo!
For those of y'all who do not know what The Wiz is, go watch it.
Look it up.
Go look it up. It's actually on demand on most cable providers.
It is, yeah.
And so you don't have to purchase it. But yeah. It is a fabulous movie from, I don't even know what year it was made. But I remember watching it as a
kid. It was in the 70s, yeah.
All I know is this is a staple in the black household.
Yeah!
Everyone. You can write in ahead of time because we're not going to talk about it for 2 weeks. So
right. If
you've seen it, you got some ideas, some impressions, some songs you love.
Yes.
Write in now.
Memories about The Wiz.
Yep.
When you first saw it, was it a staple in your house? Do you like it or not like it?
Yeah.
I know Sister J has some definite opinions about the casting of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
From the Broadway play, which was the first thing that was out. So
yeah.
We might have to get, I might have to record a little statement from her.
I like it.
Yes, please.
Oh, well, it was fun. You know, I kind of like this, trying out new shows.
Yeah, it's a good idea. Guys,
also, if y'all have any suggestions of fun things you'd like us to try to watch, now, we don't want to make anyone watch something that they're totally against. So it's not like I'm going to be telling y'all that you need to watch The Walking Dead for the next one.
Yeah.
And hopefully y'all won't have me watching whatever else is kill, kill, kill.
Mm-hmm. No.
But I did try it, and
you did. I'm proud of you.
Yes.
Yay! Woo-hoo. But if you guys have suggestions that are kind of in that vein, we will try our best to muscle through 3 episodes and at least watch it. So.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that is it for now. I'm Sister K.
I'm Sister Elmarie.
And I'm Sister A.
See you next time.